Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson and I'm Deputy Editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our Essentials News offering, the EBRD and IFC are considering loans to FRV for its 55-megawatt Masaryk 1 solar project in Armenia. EWEC has launched the request for proposals for the 2.4-gigawatt Fujairah 3 combined cycle gas turbine project in the UAE. And independent power producer Central Puerto is expected to reach full financial by the end of this month on a $56 million 15-year loan from KfW IPEX Bank to finance construction of the 93-megawatt Lunjan Du Kol cogeneration project in Argentina. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, the EBRD has agreed a loan worth 700 million euros for two Polish road projects. IFC Infra Futures is investing $150 million in the Mumanga hydroelectric project in southern Malawi. Toll road operator Autopista Metropolitans do Puerto Rico has issued $120 million in bonds to refinance a $180 million term loan maturing in 2020. And Malaysia and Singapore have formally agreed to suspend work on the RTS Link project until September 30th. Over in the commodity finance industry, Australian-based Kibaran Resources has obtained in-principle approval from the Tanzanian government for its proposed Epanko graphite project debt financing. Energy Australia is set to buy gas from the Port Kembla LNG terminal. Argentine agribusiness Vinstin has raised $150 million pre-export finance facility to support its working capital needs for the export of oilseeds, oils and meals. And Uzbekistan has unveiled plans to construct a new chemical complex for the increased production of fertilizers in the country. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, US-based corporate payments technology firm Bill.com is rolling out a new platform designed to deploy artificial intelligence for automated workflows. And Dow Jones Risk and Compliance is partnering with London-headquartered Polestar in a bid to bring a more complete view of the regulatory risks faced by organisations involved in maritime trade. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.